School is back in session this week for many districts across the state, but not all of them have as many teachers in the classroom as they'd like. The State Department of Education says 60% of district superintendents report openings during the school year, and that the annual average retention rate is 65%.
It's a huge burden on administrators to have to handle a one-third of your staff turnover every year. I mean, imagine a business leader, if you're a CEO, a third of your entire employee base starting over again. You know, it's an untenable strategy.
Pearl Chang Esau is president and CEO of the group Expect More Arizona. She says principals are spending a lot of time both over the summer and during the school year trying to hire people, which means they're not spending time on things like observing their staff. Esau says it's fair to say Arizona has a teacher shortage. Talia Vizentainer agrees. She's the administrator for human resources and oversees hiring for the Peoria Unified School District, which started classes on Wednesday. She says between high school and K-8 grades, the district has more than 40 openings.
I know we will fill them, so I would say I'm confident that they will be filled. Will they be filled with highly qualified and properly certified teachers? All of them, no. We're most likely going to be opening with several long-term substitute teachers in those positions.
Vizentainer says she's seen a dramatic change over the last few years.
My first year, I started in 2009, and we started the school year with possibly 3 to 4 openings. And so you can see as in 5 years, the dramatic change that's happened, and it's been a definitely changing landscape in education as well as for our district.
Vizentainer says her district isn't alone, and she puts at least some of the blame on a shrinking pool of candidates. She says her district had to look out of state for more educators this year.
In the past, when you would go to Michigan to recruit teachers, there would be 2 districts from Arizona, so we were unique. You know, you stood out and you could attract candidates. Now, this year, there was at least 22. So it's a demand that we're all feeling, and I just think we're having an issue with attracting people really to the profession.
You will have an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of so many students over the course of your career. And
Connie Pangrazy is welcoming a group of incoming freshmen on a recent morning. She's assistant dean for the Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College at ASU.
We've had a little dip in the last couple years, but we're on the upswing right now. I think there's more of an interest in teaching again and more of a focus on quality teaching.
Pangrazy says she hears from districts which are always looking for highly qualified teachers, especially in areas like math, science, and special ed. She says her program tries to give prospective educators a sense of what it'll be like in the classroom.
Our teachers, our pre-service teachers, understand the rigor. They understand the expectations. They know what they're getting into.
That also includes pay. Pangrazy thinks her students understand teaching is not a great way to get rich. Peoria Unified's Talia Vizentainer says while it's not the only factor, it is a prominent one.
As a district, we did not provide salary increases for, I believe it was, 8 years. And last year was the first year we gave an increase. The most generous increase we were awarded was 2%. Well, 2% doesn't make up for 8 years of being frozen.
But educators say there's also a bigger issue, how the public views teachers. Kathy Christie with the Denver-based Education Commission of the States says teacher shortages are not unique to Arizona, but are uneven across the country and in different subject areas. And she says it'll likely get worse in the coming years as baby boomers leave the classroom.
Teachers who started about the same time as I did, many of them have probably already retired, and there will be much larger numbers coming in the next 5 years. So I wish I was reading more about states keeping an eye on that.
The Peoria Unified School District's Talia Vizentainer agrees the current shortage may not be alleviated in the near future. But Expect More Arizona's Pearl Chang Esau says that doesn't mean it shouldn't be on people's minds.
We know that this has been coming and this is growing, and I think it's very important for the public to begin to increase their awareness around this issue and for our policymakers and our elected leaders in this state to really consider how we're going to grow a sustainable pipeline of teachers, particularly in our rural areas.
Esau says in addition to recruiting new teachers to the state, Arizona has to do a better job of keeping the teachers it already has.